Good morning to you all here this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here. 484-919-8850. I have a few familiar verses here this morning that I'd like to share with you. In John, these verses are all very familiar to us. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. In other words, if Jesus Christ, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. These are some verses that we've appreciated over the years. One afternoon this week, I went to uncover our strawberries. We still had our cover on the strawberries, which is a little later than most years because of the cool nights that we were having. And went to take the road cover off, and I realized that there was a bird in underneath the road cover. And looked to see what for bird it was, and here it was a mourning dove. So it was trapped in underneath there. And so I held the cover down and crawled in and captured the bird and took the bird in my hand and studied the bird. And my 6-year-old son was also there in the field, and I took it over to him and I showed it to him. And I just explained to him how this bird had been in a trap. And this bird, apparently, it had been a warm place during the night, and it had found that warm place and had huddled in underneath the road cover, and then in the morning couldn't find its way back out. And I just explained it to my son there, how this bird, like so many people, found a place where it thought it was safe, and only to find it's trapped. Just like Satan likes to do with so many people. He likes to convince them that it's safe here or it's safe there, and once people step into that, they find themselves ensnared or trapped. Well, I took this bird and I showed my 6-year-old there and was talking to him, and the bird struggled a little bit, and I just held it firmly there, and I just spoke about how this bird's trapped. It can't get out. It can't get loose. So, but I said, just like we can set this bird free, so Jesus Christ can also set us free through confession and repentance and accepting what he has done, receiving him into our hearts. And following him the rest of our days will indeed set us free as we learn more and more to understand the truth and to believe the truth, the true word of God. And anyway, I held the bird up and I released the bird. And the bird kept sitting in my hand, not realizing that it was set free. And that is so much like many people today, they don't realize that they can be free. And even some, when they receive Jesus Christ, they're still not recognizing the freedom that has been given to them, and they keep sitting there. So I just held my hand there for a while. I held my hand there a few minutes, and just studied the bird, and the bird just kept sitting there in my hand. And finally, The bird discovered that it was free, took off, and flew away. It was just a beautiful, beautiful picture of how the Lord Jesus Christ set our hearts and soul and minds free in Him, in the truth. Yes, the truth indeed does make us free. Praise the Lord.